You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Water heaters are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
Coast and floorboards and shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing? What are you working on? Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Your home improvement projects just got easier because it's always easier when you can do the job together, when you can get a little help. And we are just a phone call away to get the job done at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You know, I tell you, it's been such a winter. I'm so glad that spring is finally here because we had so many windstorms. Some shutters blew right off the front of my house, and I just had to wait till it was officially spring by date to put them back up. I know I've been disappointing my neighbors, but...
And I'm only glad that the rain has finally tapered off in my part of the country so that the grass will actually start to come back in now and not be a big muddy mess.
Yay, and then it'll really feel like spring.
But it's the time when you get inspired to improve your house, to improve the place that you spend so many hours of the day. So give us a call. We would love to help you. And coming up this hour, we're going to talk about your roof. You know, it's constantly battling enemies, not just during the bad weather, but even bright sun can take its toll on your roof. Find out how to spot the signs. We're going to give you a safe way to inspect your roof and spot those trouble signs before you start losing the battle to the elements.
And into the kitchen, if you're thinking about replacing your dishwasher with a brand new model, we've got some practical advice to help you find the right one that's going to work for you and your family.
Including, do you have to rinse the dishes before you put in the dishwasher?
No, it's a mean lie that parents tell when you're a kid, so you do more work. Which, of course, when I have children, I'm sure I will tell them the same.
And did you know that your front door is a weak spot when it comes to strong wind, heavy rain, and flying debris? That's right. With all the storms we've had over the last couple of years, it's become much
flying
more
debris
important.
Like my shutters.
Yeah, well, like you, like Leslie's shutters, or in a storm, flying 2x4s, flying street posts, things like that. I mean, your door really has to be super strong. Stronger than ever before. We're going to give you some tips on how to protect your home's entryway in just a few minutes.
Plus, this hour, we're going to be giving away a Ryobi One Plus Random Orbital Sander. It's worth $100, and it is a great tool.
So call us now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
In New York, New York, you can find the Money Pit on WABC like Joe does. How can we help?
I have two problems. They're both cracks. One where the ceiling meets the wall, and one where the doorway meets the wall.
Both are very similar situations and very simply solvable problems, David. No worries.
They're big in the winter and small in the summer.
It's because your home is always expanding and contracting, and that's what's going to happen. Now, what you could try to do is to tape these cracks up using a fiberglass tape. A fiberglass tape is a fairly strong spackle tape that gets saturated with the spackle, really makes a really strong bond.
And it's perforated.
Bond.
It looks like netting, so it really does stick well, and it accepts the joint compound very well.
Yeah, it's easy to put on, too.
Is there a certain size of that?
It's a standard size. It's 2 inches wide.
So just put that in there? And
right across the crack and then spackle over that and use numerous coats. So you might want to lightly sand the wall to start with just to make sure that there's nothing that's going to stop the spackling from sticking.
And that'll eliminate my winter, summer crack.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And this way you'll never know what season it is anymore.
And also, also, David.
I know what season it is now. Every winter, it gets bigger and bigger and longer.
Must be winter.
David, you know, in the area where the wall meets the ceiling, if that crack sort of, you know, irritates you and you don't feel like patching it up that way, you can think about installing a crown molding regardless of the profile, because the crown molding, in addition to being pretty and enhancing the design of a space, it covers up that movement that naturally occurs within the house. So, you know, you kind of lose that element there as well while gaining something really beautiful.
I never thought of that.
Give it a shot. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Michael in Florida, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
I have a question about mold and air conditioning.
Okay.
I was told that there is mold in the air conditioning or mildew or both. I'm not sure. And I've gotten other people to come out, and I've got all these high-tech solutions from UV light to ozone treatments, and also including some kind of a mildew and mold spray. I don't know who to believe and what to do.
Well, first of all, your air conditioning ducts are not made of an organic material, so you can't have mold that grows inside of them unless it happens to be growing on the dust. So really, this is a cleanliness issue. You need to make sure that the ducts are clean. The second thing that you can do is to make sure that you dehumidify as much as possible. If you want high-tech solutions, a couple of things we could recommend. Number one, having a UV light is not a bad idea. That's part of the overall solution. Number two, having a good electronic air cleaner system is a good idea. And number three, having a whole house dehumidifier installed that works in cooperation with your air conditioning unit and keeping the humidity levels down and not...
Yeah, and that can even bring your air conditioning costs way down, because you can keep the thermostat set, I guess, higher in the situation with air conditioning, because it's the humidity that causes the discomfort and makes it feel hotter than it actually is.
How do I treat the current problem with the mildew or whatever that's in the coils and the system now?
Well, that can simply be cleaned.
Okay.
A professional duct cleaning company can clean the coils, clean the duct system, get you sort of back to square one. And then with better filtration and humidity control, you won't have this problem form again.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Talking to Lawrenceville, New Jersey with Barbara. Hey, Barbara, did you go to college with Tom? Because he went to college in Lawrenceville.
I used to live there.
No, I didn't.
What can we do for you today, Barbara?
Well, I have a problem. I live in a condo, and I have hardwood floors that I use a Swiffer on every single day, and there is an extremely large amount of dust that comes on the Swiffer. I mean, it's really a lot. I don't get any dust on my furniture, barely.
What kind of heating system do you have?
Just
forced air?
Forced air, yes.
All right, and what kind of filtration system do you have in that?
I don't know.
Well, that could be the big problem right there, because by adjusting the type of filters that you actually use through your forced air heating system, you can control the amount of dust that gets the opportunity to get into the air circulation in your home.
Well, I use just like a 3-month filter.
Yeah, you probably need something better than that. We would recommend the April Air Model 5000. That's an electronic air cleaner that was ranked tops by Consumer Reports for the last 3 years.
So it's called an April Air?
April Air. That's right. April, A-I-R-E. Their website is aprilair.com. And it's the Model 5000. It's an electronic air cleaner, and it takes out even virus-sized particles. You just don't have a good filtration system in there.
Yeah, and the filter with the April Air 5000 model is, you change it once a year, it's something like 72 linear feet of fabric within this media. So it's a ton of fabric that really makes up the filtration system. And as particles go through it, they become charged and sort of stick within that filter system, so they don't get reintroduced to the air. And you get rid of virus, you get rid of smoke, pet dander, food odor, and as a byproduct, it collects so many particulates, you see far less dust. So it might not happen.
Are these very, very expensive systems?
They tend to be anywhere between, I would say, $600 and $1,000, depending on where you live in the installation process. But once it's in, the maintenance is very minimal. You change that filter once a year, and I think it's $70. So it's worth the investment. Plus, for your health and indoor air quality, it's great.
You'll see a huge difference in the cleanliness of your home as well, Barbara. Give that a shot. The 3-month filter that you have is just not going to be as effective as an electronic air cleaner.
We're going to talk grout with Linda in Alabama. What's going on? How can we help?
Hi, I'm a chemical sensitive patient, and okay. I need to know what is the best product to clean my kitchen grout that has a couple of grease stains without a strong odor.
So bleach is out, huh?
Correct.
You know, Linda, what a good option might be is a product called Simple Green. Have you worked with that?
Yes, I have. In fact, I have used that before.
And what's your result been?
It worked okay, but it didn't actually remove the actual grease stain.
Well, the problem with grout is that it's very absorbent.
So porous.
And it might be that that grease stain is so deep that you're going to have difficulty getting it out. Now, if you can't get it all out, what you might want to do is think about replacing the grout. And the way you do that is with a little tool called a grout saw. It actually sort of scrapes out the grout that's there.
Okay.
And once you get it out, then you can put new grout in and you can seal it. So if you ever get grease on it again, it won't pull through again.
Sure. Okay.
That's the solution.
Okay. Hey, I love your show.
Thanks, Linda.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned into the Money Pit. So do you have a lot of projects, but you just can't quite figure out where to start? Well, we can help, because now you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whenever the mood strikes, you just dial 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, most new shingle roofs are designed to last about 20 years. And while some types of slate, tile, and metal roofs can last even longer, you might want to think about how old your roof is and how do you know when it needs to be replaced. Up next, we're going to have the warning signs to tell you exactly that.
888 Money Pit.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com.
The walls in your home hold memories, hopes, dreams, and quite possibly mold. You see, traditional drywall has paper on both sides, which combined with moisture can allow conditions that cause mold. That's why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor from Georgia-Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple. And that revolutionary. If you eliminate the paper, you reduce the chances for mold. If you're building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs, and I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
Dad, can you make sure there are no monsters under my bed?
Anything for you, princess.
Don't forget the dust mites in my pillow. And the pollen, spores, and bacteria in the air.
I'll cast a magic spell to make them disappear.
Dad, this isn't a fairy tale. We need an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner to trap up to 99% of the harmful particles from our air. There's even an April Air electronic air cleaner that traps viruses.
Protect your family from bacteria, viruses, and other airborne impurities with an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner. April Air, the best in indoor air comfort.
Look at your lawn. Is it in sorry shape? No lush, green, healthy grass? Sounds like your lawn could use a good stick-to-the-ribs meal, chock full of nutrients. So feed it already with Stay Green Extended Feed Turf Fertilizer, found exclusively at Lowe's. Just one application of Stay Green Extended Feed has nutrients your lawn hungers for to keep it green for up to 5 months. Pick up a bag at Lowe's today. Stay Green, proud partners of Busch Gardens.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-Tru, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Choose the brand more building professionals prefer and add up to $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. For more information, visit Therma-Tru.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. If you do, you'll get the answer to your home improvement question and a chance at winning a fabulous new tool from Ryobi. It's the Ryobi OnePlus Random Orbit Sander. It's part of the tool system that Ryobi created where 25 different power tools can be interchanged to work off a single battery. So no more clutter in the workroom. It's worth $100. So call us now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Yeah, and an orbital sander totally kicks butt and really does an amazing job at really smoothly and uniformly sanding surfaces. So add it to your toolbox arsenal. You'll be so happy. Well, your roof, you probably don't give it too much thought unless it starts to fail or there's something wrong with it. But you should think about it because your roof's got to battle a lot of enemies. Ultraviolet rays, rain, wind, snow, ice, don't forget crazy weather. Well, while today's roofs can last about 20 years or even more, the actual lifespan of your roof might be shorter. It's going to depend on a bunch of things like the climate where you live, the quality of the materials that you used, installation, probably most importantly, installation, and maintenance. And you want to prevent your roof from springing a leak or even caving into your living room. So you want to take a good look at it. And here is where to start. First, check your ceiling for any discoloration or spotting. That's going to be a big sign that there's a leak somewhere. The same thing goes for your walls, plasterboard. Cracked paint and peeling wallpaper, they can also be huge indicators of a leaky roof, as can any spots of mold, mildew, rot that you might see on your walls or your ceilings, or even in your insulation and electrical system. So look everywhere.
Outside, here's what you need to do. First of all, grab a pair of binoculars. You do not have to go on your roof to do this inspection. You want to look for obvious holes and gaps, as well as missing shingles or shingles that are warped, blistered, or torn. You'll also want to look at those flashings that's around the chimney, the skylight, the pipes, or other things that sort of stick out of your roof. Look for flashing that is loose and separated. And even if you suspect that your roof might be leaking, you're probably right. Now, when doing repairs or replacing your roof, you want to make sure your roofer uses premium waterproofing materials. One leading brand that we work with a lot here at the Money Pit is Grace. They make a product called Grace Tri-Flex 30. And also Grace Ice and Water Shield. These go under a roof's covering and definitely keep the water from getting in. So inspect it. If you find a problem, use good quality roofing materials so it doesn't happen again. If you want more information on these materials, you can go to Grace's website at graceathome.com. Leslie, who's next?
Cheryl in New York, who listens to The Money Pit on WABC. How can we help you?
Well, I'm trying to save some money on our heat. I got a small heater. It has a quartz heating element, and then it has a fan that takes the heated air across a copper heat exchanger. So the heater itself doesn't get too hot. It's very safe. But one of the things they said was that it didn't cost very much to run, but my first electric bill after I got it was pretty high.
Yeah, electric heaters are just expensive, period.
Always.
They're very expensive. It's electric resistance heat is the most expensive type of heat.
That's what I always thought. But they said because of the quartz element and then it's supposed to be like a small furnace.
No, it still does cost a lot of money to run electric
heater. It just draws so much power to generate that heat.
Why did you get an electric heater? Well, let's talk about your room. What's going on in your room that's causing this discomfort?
Well, it's a basement room.
All right, so it doesn't have any type of built-in heating system?
Not a lot. I mean, there are some vents to our regular furnace that I could open.
Well, that would be a better choice. And not only supply vents, but return vents. I would consult your HVAC.
They're near the ceiling, so the...
I understand that, and that's not as convenient place to have those ducts be. However, if you were to add some warm air through those ducts and then pull some damp, moist air via a return duct that was properly installed, and you need to make sure you work with an HVAC company to do this, because if you put the return duct in the wrong place, it could cause venting issues, which could actually reverse the draft of a gas furnace and pull carbon monoxide into the room.
We don't want that.
You need to do it correctly, but If you do it correctly, you will add a substantial amount of heat to that space because you'll be recirculating warm, dry air, taking out cool, damp air, and you'll find that your comfort will go up. And it also might be possible to add additional vents, add additional supply registers
to bring more heat down there.
Heat in there where you wouldn't need that quartz heater. The quartz heaters are just a really expensive way to go, and there ought to be a better option, especially if you already have a forced air system.
Mike in Florida's got a siding situation. What's happening at the house?
Well, I've got a construction issue with the way the house was constructed. The house is a two-story colonial house, and the exterior has a crawl space, and the exterior foundation are cinder blocks. And then the framing of the house is a 2x4 framing, so obviously there's a ledge there on top of the cinder block. Facing of the cinder block has got regular brick there, and then the builder basically used a piece of trim coil that was molded in a Z kind of fashion to bridge the gap where the exterior walls end and comes over the brick ledge and then comes down a little bit. And it's a vinyl-sided house, so the corners, I'm getting water infiltration in the corners in between the brick and the block, and it's starting to deteriorate the wood backing behind the vinyl. And so my question is I was planning on pulling, of course, the vinyl off and pulling the trim coil off, and as I started looking at this, I thought about just using a piece of flashing around all the corners, but it's going to stop any air from flowing in between the brick and the block. And so I'm wondering, is this just shoddy construction? I see a lot of houses that are being built like this, you know, cinder block foundation with a 2x4 construction on it. And living in Florida, it's a natural, you know, water mold.
Lots of moisture.
Yeah.
Moisture trap.
Well, it sounds to me like there's been a breakdown in the assembling of the siding to brick connection. And you are correct in that the fact that you have to open this up to try to figure out where it's gone wrong. Now, this flashing that you're going to put in, are you considering to put metal flashing there, or do you want to use one of the high-tech flashing materials?
Well, what's available in the high-tech? I think there's some a rubber type or something.
Membrane.
I mean, there's products like Triflex, which is made by Grace, which is very flexible and stretchy and designed to go in odd shaped places.
Mm-hmm. And it sort of moves and settles with the house as well.
Yeah. You may find better luck. It's much more forgiving than using a metal flashing.
Yeah, and so all I do is trim the corners and then caulk or something to try to keep.
And you'd hear it, correct?
Water from going. Obviously, you know the way the outside corners are in vinyl houses. There's a big corner piece there.
Right.
And what's happening is the water looks like it's running down in the corners.
Yeah, it's got to be watertight before you put the vinyl on, almost.
Yeah, yeah. And so as far as breathing now, in between the block and the brick, should I drill some extra weep holes around the top?
I probably wouldn't be too concerned about it. If you wanted to, you could put some weep holes in the mortar joints between the layers of the brick. But I think that the air is going to find its way in there anyway.
All right. I was just really surprised to see this after, you know, just 4 years or so.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but it really comes down to the labor. If it wasn't correctly assembled, this is the kind of thing that happens.
Yeah, should have gone with 2x6 exterior framing rather than 2x6.
Well, Mike, at least you're well suited to deal with it.
Thank you very much. I'll look it up.
Thanks for listening to The Money Pit. Up next, keep that wind from howling at your door, or at least from blowing down your door. We're going to tell you about entry systems that protect your home from the elements, so stick around.
You live in a money pit. Money Pit.
This portion of The Money Pit is brought to you by Dense Armor Plus, the revolutionary paperless drywall from Georgia Pacific.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. I especially want you to call if you've ever had a leak through a door, especially during a severe storm, because we've got some great information for you right now that will teach you how to prevent it.
That's right, Tom. Did you know that during severe weather, one of the most vulnerable parts of your home can be actually your front door? Your roof is very vulnerable, but the front door could actually be a lot worse. In fact, if strong wind, torrential rain, or flying debris penetrate your front entry system, the potential for even worse damage is a lot greater.
To protect your home, you need the right protection for your front entry. Plus, you know, a solid front entry system not only makes your home stronger, but it can have a huge impact on the curb appeal and value of your house. Joining us to talk about some of the best ways to fortify your front entry is Jim McElroy with Therma-Tru Doors. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon.
Jim, welcome to the Money Pit. Let's talk about this new door system that you guys have out called True Defense. Now, Leslie and I saw it at the International Builder Show.
That was quite a booth you guys had there.
Yeah, these guys had a booth with a door that was being pounded with 8 inches of rain per hour.
It was like a thunderstorm in a glass box.
Right, for like 4 days, and there was no leaks. This is no accident. This is actually a system where everything works together. Explain the components of True Defense and how it is so successful at keeping water out of your house.
Well, Tom and Leslie, this is our new system that goes all the way around the doorway. It includes the sill, the corner pads at the bottom of the door, weather stripping, the bottom door sweep, even the lock system. All of these components are designed to work together along with our doorways to really seal out wind, air penetration, and rain. And when you put them all together, we have had these independently tested and certified to really take the worst that Mother Nature can throw at your home. So they're designed to really repel and keep out 8 inches of rain per hour, as well as winds of up to 150 miles an hour.
Now, I think the system point is important because I think we think of the door as being a standalone component. But what you're saying, Jim, is that when you design a system that includes a door with a jamb that works for that door for specific purposes, it's really two sides of the puzzle that lock together, and that's really what you need to deliver this level of protection. The independent certification was important to us in inviting you on the program because I think that there are manufacturers that sort of make claims, but you guys went to a third party for the testing, and this DP40 certification is interesting because that means it can stand up to 150 mile per hour wind structurally, and also 8 inches of rain per hour driven by 49 mile per hour wind. So that's a lot of water and a lot of wind, and that's pretty cool.
You know, this really is. We've really wanted to step up and do the third-party testing and certification because there are a lot of claims out there that are misunderstood, and not very many of those are backed up with real data. And this whole thing started with some of the coastal regions exposed to hurricanes. But as the products have come out onto the market, we're seeing they're starting to get a lot of attention in other areas as well.
Now, you're mentioning that it gets installed and it's built as a system as well. So when it arrives to your home, do you have to worry about hanging the door, or is everything ready to go so you know this whole system's going to work together?
Well, it can be done a couple of different ways, Leslie. We do sell a pre-hung door that comes complete right to your house that just needs to be tipped into the opening and installed. Depending on different building codes and practices around the country, it could be done separately, but we are gearing up to provide certified installers throughout the country.
Well, that's so important because as good as the door is, if it's not put in correctly, the protection sort of breaks down right there. Jim, let's talk about fiberglass versus wood versus steel versus aluminum doors. You guys make a fiberglass door. Is that going to be more durable than a wood or an aluminum door?
Yes, it is, Tom. And in fact, while we also supply steel doors from Therma-Tru, fiberglass is our claim to fame. And that's really what I would recommend to any homeowner. The advantages are many. Fiberglass, unlike wood, will not split. It won't rot. It is easier to maintain. And it provides 5 times the insulation value that wood does. And comparing it to steel, fiberglass won't dent. It's more durable in terms of maintenance than steel is. So you add all of those up, and what we find is that in the overall U.S. market, fiberglass continues to grow and is being used in more and more homes.
So you're saying that the door has, a 5 times thermal rating in energy efficiency. Does that make it ENERGY STAR rated?
Absolutely it does, Leslie. All of our fiberglass entryway doors and patio doors are ENERGY STAR compliant.
And, you know, even though it's a fiberglass door, the doors that I have seen you guys display really do, look like wood doors. How is it that you're able to get that that fiberglass to look so much like a wood pattern? There must be a lot of technology behind that as well.
Yes, there certainly is. And at our top of the line, we utilize a proprietary technology we call AccuGrain, which really allows us to reproduce the finest grains of wood and provide that in a fiberglass door. So when it is finished, stained, it really is very, very difficult to tell the difference between them. Most people can't.
It really is. In fact, I was at your factory with a group of other home improvement experts, and we all were having a bit difficult time trying to determine if it was real wood or if it was fiberglass. I mean, it really did look good, and great job on that. Jim McElroy from Therma-Truth, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to learn more about Therma-Truth's entry systems, you can visit their website at Therma-Truth. That's Therma-Truth.com.
All right, folks. Well, are you shopping for a new dishwasher? It's a great appliance, wonderful addition to the kitchen, not to mention a huge time saver for you and your chores around the house. Well, up next, we're going to have some ideas to help you choose the one that's right for you.
Money Pit.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Dad, can you make sure there are no monsters under my bed?
Anything for you, princess.
Don't forget the dust mites in my pillow. And the pollen, spores, and bacteria in the air.
I'll cast a magic spell to make them disappear.
Dad, this isn't a fairy tale. We need an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner to trap up to 99% of the harmful particles from our air. There's even an April Air electronic air cleaner that traps viruses.
Protect your family from bacteria, viruses, and other airborne impurities with an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner. April Air, the best in indoor air comfort.
Your lawn is a battleground. Good versus evil, weeds versus grass. Want to win the war? Then use StayGreen Weed and Feed, found exclusively at Lowe's. It's the best defense because it kills weeds 2 times faster than anything we've ever made. And it controls 175 types of weeds while feeding your lawn. So drop by Lowe's today and pick up a secret weapon. StayGreen Weed and Feed, proud partners of Busch Gardens.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/homedesign. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
AOL's new real estate site has answers for just about everything a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I feel a little strange talking to a website, but I do have a question about wooden siding. I live near a wooded area, and sometimes...
Aluminum pie pans.
I beg your pardon?
Aluminum pie pans. Hang them from your eaves. Scares the bejeevers out of them woodpeckers.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. Okay, I have a 60s-style bungalow, and every once in a while...
4-inch retro-style moisture-proof tile in your bath. Lose that wet dog smell.
That was weird. Okay, concrete driveway and...
Vapor permeable sealer. Make spills yesterday.
Pink paint.
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you.
AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, and you know why you want to use that number? If you call 888-MONEYPIT, not only do you get an answer to your home improvement dilemma, but you also get a chance to win a Ryobi One Plus Random Orbit Sander. It's part of their 18-volt tool system that comes with a battery and a charger that can be used with any of Ryobi's more than 25 One Plus tools. So it really cuts down on that clutter on your workspace. So interesting prize, really nice, excellent addition to your workroom. If you want to start your power tool arsenal off right, call right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's talk now about a new appliance for your kitchen, specifically a dishwasher. If you're thinking about buying one, here are some ideas to keep in mind when you're shopping. First, look for button controls as opposed to a large knob. The knobs are hard to handle for people with small hands. They can also be impossible for those that have arthritis or any other type of carpal tunnel issue. They're just hard to use. Also, make sure you can slide the racks in and out without any trouble. You need to be able to pull each rack all the way out, even when it's full.
And you also want to consider, have your kids all grown up and moved out of the house? You know, maybe think about buying a smaller dishwasher. They make them.
Hey, what about those dishwashers that are sort of split in half where you have like two
drawers?
Those
are great, where you get two options to sort of really load it up or just sort of only use one. It really does make a lot of sense. And not only does a smaller dishwasher just save space, it uses less water and less power. And you can also put them practically wherever you want to. Some of these dishwashers even fit into what looks like a regular kitchen drawer. And then you can load these dish drawers by sliding them out of the cabinet. So it's really effective. You're not bending over a lot of stuff. You're not reaching down for heavy things. If you want some more great tips like these about dishwashers and just about anything else around the house, you can visit aarp.org/home design. That website again is aarp.org/home design.
888-666-3974. Call us now with your home improvement question. Leslie, who's next?
Listening on WABC, we've got Joseph in New York. What's happening at your house?
Well, I have a question about the eaves of a house where the ceiling rafters extend beyond the house to form the eaves.
The soffits, yes.
The soffits, yeah. The part that covers that underneath is ventilated, you know, to let air up into the roof. Now, the problem I have, I was up in my attic. They have blown in insulation, and it seems as though between the rafters there's no stop or spreader.
That's a problem.
That's a problem, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, because you can't get air in the soffits. It's going to come up into the rafter space and take the moisture out that's going to collect against the roof sheathing or the heat.
Uh-huh.
You need something called an insulation baffle. And that basically is designed to keep blown-in insulation and sometimes even bat insulation from pressing up too hard to the underside of the roof sheathing.
Well, they do have that the styrofoam.
Okay, that's the baffle.
But the blown-in insulation can extend out over the eaves inside, I believe.
Well, that's not right. The insulation should not be going over the eaves, and the baffle has got to create the airway from the soffit up to the underside of the roof sheathing.
Yeah, that I understand.
If that's not the case, you're going to have to redistribute that insulation. You have a little bit spilled over.
Yeah, spreaders installed.
Yeah, exactly, and get it cleaned up, okay?
Yeah, all right. I'm afraid of that.
I know, but sometimes it helps when we tell you have to do it, right?
It's that extra motivation.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
James in Indiana, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
My son is building a new house come next spring, and I was just wondering if there wasn't some kind of a price that you could give me what this house should cost. It's at about 1,900 square feet with a full basement.
Well, I mean, it depends a whole lot on what you're putting in there. If you're trying to estimate costs in a particular area, the way to go about this, James, is to first of all have an architect that works with your son to spec out what this home is going to consist of, and that would be the very first step. The architect could give you some direction on what area you're in, whether you're talking about $100 a foot, $200 a foot, or $300 a foot, give you some direction through the plan to construct a home that's going to be able to be built to a certain budget. once the architect is done with the plans and they have a good, it would include a good set of specifications, then...
Mm-hmm. And within those specifications, you're going to see the listings of what type of paint, what type of lumber, which cabinets, which flooring, which then sort of gives you a menu of pricing. And the benefit of working with the architect
is... Yeah, it's going to be stick-built. It's not a prefab or anything like this.
Well, even though it's stick-built, when you're working with the architect, they itemize and specify everything. So now you have an understanding of what's being used to build and finish and decorate the home, you know,
that's
aesthetically.
Very critical, very, very critical. And that would be the way to do it.
And then what happens is you have this set of plans and specifications that you then approach contractors, whether they work with that architect or they're independent of that architect. And you should seek out as many as you can and get them to provide an estimate on those exact specifications. This way, everybody's bidding on the same exact project, so you know what the price range is. You know, and then based on what those finishing touches and the materials are, that architect should really be able to give you, you know, a generality per square.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, can wet insulation spell trouble for you? You know, the kind that's spelled M-O-L-D, mold. We'll tell you all about it next.
You live in a money pit. Money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. The website, moneypit.com, home of the free Money Pit podcast. You can download it right there or subscribe with iTunes. Leslie, let's get right to the email bag.
Okie dokes, we've got one here from Tracy in Georgetown, Kentucky. Our water pipes busted while we were away and then flooded our home. Ooh, what a mess to come home to. The insulation in the walls is now water soaked. I'm concerned about possible mold mildew issues. Do I need to replace the insulation or can I just let the insulation dry out? After it dries out, is it still going to work properly?
Well, insulation can dry out, but I would recommend that you remove it and replace it whenever possible. It really is not, it's so inexpensive, it's simply not worth keeping it.
Yeah, but how much of a problem is it to get to it? You have to remove your wallboard. It could be a huge expense, and not to mention a large amount of work.
Well, you absolutely should be removing the wallboard. That goes without saying. If your house is flooded that much, you can have a lot of moisture behind that, and that moisture is going to wick up into the wallboard. So what generally you do is you cut out the wallboard from just above the waterline. You pull out the wallboard, you pull out the insulation, let everything dry out.
And that's good because you can kind of sneak those bats back up in there from the bottom.
Well, it, you know, you could, if you're putting new stuff in, you could slip it up inside of it, if it's not stapled off to the outside of the stud bay, that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely should be cutting out it, because the thing is that wallboard is mold food.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets damp, it's going to grow mold.
And it's like a
mold.
Sponge. It just sucks everything
right
up.
Yeah, it really sucks it up. It's just not worth saving. So hopefully that you have flood insurance and that's something that is covered, but I definitely would recommend removing and replacing the damaged sections of wallboard and the insulation behind
and
it.
And next time, Tracy, turn off that water main before you leave. My goodness, you never know. That's what a mess to come home to. All right, another one. Got one from Jim in New Bern, North Carolina. I have a Corian counter with the sink molded right into it. The sink's got some scratches from knives while washing them. Is there a method to remove these scratches? I cannot replace the sink or the countertop. The scratches aren't too deep, but food stains get into them and they become noticeable.
Well, I think you can remove scratches from Corian, and what you need to do is sort of abrade those out. I would recommend starting with like a 400 grit sandpaper, very, very, very fine, maybe even 600 grit, and try to abrade those scratches out. Use circular motions, go very slow, very easy, and see how they pull out. Now, if they're super deep, you may not want to do this because you're only going to thin the wall out. But if they're not too deep, you can probably abrade them with 400 grit sandpaper, and then you want to make it a little bit higher and a little bit higher grit so it really becomes sort of polished when you're done. And then finish up with a good quality abrasive cleanser like a Bonami or something of that nature. You should be able to pull most of those scratches up. That's one of the benefits of solid surfacing. You have a lot of surface.
Because the finished material is totally built through the entire piece itself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if it was a laminate, you'd kind of be out of luck because you really can't. I mean, there are polishes, but it does definitely show through.
Mm-hmm. And the color changes a lot as you sort of start to change and sand on laminates.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for you to be able to sand it out and have it look just as good as new. It's a great hour. It's a great idea. It's the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, available 24/7, 365 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Well, you've just heard answers to your email questions, so don't be left out. Send your questions in, too. We really do read them, and we answer many of them, as many as we can personally. Just hit moneypit.com and go to Ask Tom and Leslie. You're also going to find a year's worth of shows there for the taking, and you can even search by topic, plus expert advice in our mold resource guide. It's available totally free, just like all of our advice. And we're even going to tell you how to calculate the amount of paint you need for any room in your house. It's all there for you to use at moneypit.com.
Coming up next week on the program, we're going to tell you why stormproofing your home is not just for those who live on the coast or in Tornado Alley. Find out why everyone can benefit from some really good weatherproofing. That's next week on the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hey, 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 hey.